We're up to Chaf, which is the Maimer Ravi, page 75. The conversation between the Chaver and the Kuzari turns now. The whole presentation about recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it came from Sinai and it came from Nevi'im, who had a personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the conversation turns as follows. Amar HaKuzari. It turns here to the suffering of Klal Yisrael and Galus, and the purpose of the Galus. Amar HaKuzari. Shaka ha'or ha'hu ashatam esaper. That oyer that you discuss has set, like Shkia. Shkia, a setting, shadas merachekes sheyira oid. It's not logical that it will come back soon. Now what has set? What light has set exactly? The two mafarshim from the bottom have slightly different variations, but the same idea. The Eitz Nechmet says it means the Or of Nevuah. We no longer have the Nevuah, which allows us to recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Kol Yehuda refers to the Or HaMakif. He said earlier he gave a mashal, it's really a mashal to Nevuah, a clear vision of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Kuzari is complaining that with the beginning of the Galus, that oyer is gone, and he calls it a shkia shadas merachekes sheyira oid, a setting. It's not like the sun that comes up again in the morning. It's not mistavet, it'll come back too soon. Va'aved aveda shashbasa mebulti oyla b'mashava, and it's gone in a way that it's not likely in thought that it'll come back. So he starts talking about the fact that Klal Yisrael at this point is not in the same position it was in the period of Nevi'im. And since we had learned that the whole purpose of Sinai and the Nevi'im was to get a personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he challenges the Chaver. He says, well, what's going on now? So Amar HaChaver, so the Chaver responds, Einenu Shekeya Ela Be'inei Mishe'inei Roya Oysanu Be'im Bayim Pekucha. It only set for those who don't have an understanding of true Yiddishkeit. Umevi raya medaliseinu, and your attitude comes from seeing Klal Yisrael in poverty, the onyeinu, and our poverty, puzureinu, and the fact that we're spread among the nations, shenishka ireinu, you see that the light is gone, ume gidulas ulaseinu, from the fact that our enemies are great, and our enemies' achievements and our being downtrodden, kiyesh loy ar. So what he's saying is, and he's not going to finish for a while to explain it because the discussion gets sidetracked. He says that if you don't know what it means to sit and learn Torah, so then you think the Ar of Torah is gone if you don't have Nevi'im. You know, anybody who's able to see what it means when the Torah get into an argument about whether something the Ktzeis HaChayshin or the Siva says it makes sense. You see young, capable young men in a classroom in their 20s, who could be out earning money, they could be out doing all kinds of things. And here they're arguing about whether Shavut Rav Nosson, you know, what it means when Reuven knows Shimon and Shimon knows Levi, does Reuven know Levi or not? You know, they're arguing about technicalities. In such a place, a person comes back to see to see the Ar HaTorah, to see what it means. Now, that discussion is not what the focus is. He's now accusing the Kuzari of looking at Klal Yisrael and the fact that Klal Yisrael in the Galus is downtrodden. And therefore, you make a certain assumptions about Klal Yisrael, and they're not true. And unlike a lot of what we learned, where they just traded philosophical arguments, here they argue with each other. The Kuzari responds that it's not true. Now listen to how he says it. He said it in a beautiful way. Amar HaKuzari, the king says.
He said that this was referring to the light of Nevuah. The light of Nevuah is gone.
Yeah, but we understood earlier that the Hemshech is the, he said the light of Nevuah is like the seed from which things grow, and everything that grows from it has a connection. So that our connection to Torah after so many thousands of years are really, whatever we do is a connection to that, an appreciation of that. That's true, we don't have the void, there's no question. But he's saying to say the R is gone is to make a loose, evaluation of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's saying.
But does that give us the understanding of Hashem that the Nevuah does? It's like a step down.
There's no question it's a step down. He's just saying this: the sun didn't set, the earth didn't set. The Kuzari responds, Loi hivesi mizeraya. Now this is a philosophical argument. The question is, when you see someone having a hard time in the world, does that mean God is not happy with him? It's a very difficult discussion in general because it's emotion-laden for people who go through difficulties. And most people at some point go through difficulties. When a person goes through difficulties in this world, does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with him? Is that what it means? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make his life easier. Is that necessarily so? So the Chavar told the king, you know, you see us downtrodden, so you're making certain assumptions. The king says it's not true. Now listen to what he says. He says, Lo hevesi mizerai, I agree that it's not true that if a person's going through a hard time, it means God's not happy with him. And listen to how he proves it. So I assume this means Christianity and Islam, which were the two other religions that he talked about and talks about in the beginning of the Kuzari. He says, I see the Christians and the Muslims busy fighting with each other. Each of them, in the time of, we're talking now in the 12th or the 13th century, so each of them has nations. There were Muslim nations, there were Christian nations, and they have fame. They can't both be right just because they're both successful. Either one of them. It could be one of them, it could be neither of them. Bihine Yaskal Avdi. Hine Yaskal Avdi is a section of the Kuzari in Maimer Sheni. Mashahira Shahadalas Vashiflus Yoisa Roi Binir Lakai Megdula Vahanoa. He says, I'll prove to you, Megdula Vagaiva. I'll prove to you that when things go not good, they're a sign of godliness. Ugam Ken Gilui Bishtei Umais. And I'll prove it to you from the Christians and the Muslims. Ki. Haparsiyim, he's referring here to the Christians. Who are the saints in the Christian religion? Who are the great people? Not the successful kings necessarily, not the strong ones, not the wealthy ones. The Christians themselves hold to be great, the disciples of Yeshu, who followed him when he was unsuccessful, who followed him when he was oppressed. They were people that went to Golis, that were exiled, hiding, killed, every place they went and they suffered. And they suffered incredibly, Bizyainis and Ritzichis, and the Christians themselves say that they're the ones that give us blessing, Umachabdin, So he's answering, very interesting. He's saying the Catholics can't come and the Christians can't come and say that success is a proof that God is happy with us. Because the founder of Christianity was himself, in his lifetime, not successful. His lifetime, him and his disciples were not successful. Him and his disciples were themselves exiled and killed. So that proves that which you accuse me of saying if you're successful, it means you're right. It's not true. V'chein, Yisrael Baltasa Hagarim. Hagar is Yishmael, right? But you says Yishmaelim? Yishmaelim. So I have in my print a Hagriim. Things would change because of censors. Hagar and Yishmael are essentially the same idea. It refers to the Muslims. They also went through stages of suffering. And they're the holy men. They were low. And in their death, they're praised. The holy men are not necessarily the great caliphs, the great successful warriors. Akashahayu loishim habluyim va'ichlem asayrim v'bli mikli shiva. It was when they had nothing to eat, they went with rip clothing. Hayoisin calls them tachlis avdelim elohim, because they were devoted to the god of their religion. I guess it's elohim. Bilo yisiraya hayehudim oisin zel l'shem elohim or yisiyayim ki yesh lamay la malchus beis David. He's agreeing to the basic principle. He's saying, I never said differently. I agree with the principle that success is not a sign that the Rabbi Shalom is happy with a person. That's his idea. There are equal number of psukim. Certainly, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes. So they're equal number. Rebbe Chanan struggles with it in Kaivitz Mamarim. The truth is, if you read the Teichacha, it certainly sounds that way. If you read the Teichacha, it sounds like you behave, it goes good. You don't behave, it goes poorly. What? So Rebbe Chanan says that it's only referring to the klal, not to the individuals. That when Klal Yisrael is faithful, so then Klal Yisrael is more successful, and the reverse. This idea that we spoke about in yeshiva years ago when we had the time and patience to talk about these type of things, about how a person can feel the idea of feeling Avas Hashem. From where can it come? Once upon a time, there were miracles. A person could feel Ahavas Hashem. Where in our life, how do you know? Let's say a person's successful. A person sets out to get a job, he gets a job. Did God give him a job because he loves him? Or God gave him a job because most people in the world get a job? He goes out to get a shidduch. He got a shidduch. He says, thank God I got a shidduch. What do you mean, thank God I got a shidduch? Most people in the world get shidduch. Or a person has children. Say, thank God, God gave me. Most people in the world get children. Where does a person have a moment, now a thinking person, thinks about Rabbi Shalom all the time, and realizes it?
Avraham Avinu, people think that Hashem appeared to him, and that's what are you talking about? Avraham realized that there is a God in the world, and he believed it despite all the difficulties, and...
He didn't have Nevuah until he was 70 years old.
What?
He was 70 before he had Nevuah. There's still hope for us.
What?
There's still hope. All this life. Yeah, 100% right. You know, Avraham, it wasn't that God appeared to him. But the question is where to have these feelings, these hergish of Avas Hashem. We look for it, right? So Rabbi Miller used to say, what do you mean? You go outside, the sun is shining. The sun is shining for everybody. You know, it's a little hard. What?
Listen to his tapes.
You gotta listen to his tapes, yeah. It's true. Second best set of tapes in the world. there is an idea that Rav, Chaim Shmulevitz writes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in one of the Shmuzen that was added. The Siches Musa was printed, it was a hit, it's already a classic. They printed a subsequent edition of it with some added Shmuzen, I believe it's there. And he talks about recognizing Hashem, what he calls, with the Neshika Ketana, with a small kiss. With the idea of, there are no miracles. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't suddenly, you have to make a wedding, so you come home and suddenly you get a check in the mail, you pass go, you get $200. It doesn't work that way. But there are moments of Ashgacha Pratis where Hashem gives a kiss. He gives a few examples. Just for example, Avraham Avinu, it says when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to look at Eretz Yisrael, to look at all four directions. Pasuk says he stood and he looked to Yama, Kedma, Mizracha, in all the directions. It's a fine of a Negba. So Rashi says it was miraculous. He didn't have to turn around. You can't look in all four directions at once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him, without turning around, to see all four directions simultaneously. So Chaim Shmulevitz questions, what's the need for that miracle? Well, what's the purpose in that? Avraham Avinu can turn his knee, have a stiff neck or anything, he can turn around. So he says sometimes there's something he calls a neshika shel ahava. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody something that, it's a small kiss. It's a kiss that shows, I'm watching. He says the same thing about Yosef going down to Mitzrayim in a caravan of besamim, a caravan that had a good scent, a good smell. You have to realize, when you go with camels, the default setting is an awful smell. It's not like, not like you go in a car, it depends, you go on the plane, it depends who sits next to you. Sometimes it's manageable, sometimes not. No, the default setting in camels in the desert is an awful smell. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made that he was taken down by people that were carrying spices and had a good smell. Now it was a small nechama to Yosef. He was kidnapped, taken away from his father to a foreign land. But it was what he calls a neshika shalava. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a place to see him. To see him that it's, everything, things are being done with a cheshbon. Don't worry, it's okay. It's okay. There's someone in charge. That hergish of it is an opportunity. That's an opportunity to see within difficulties, to see, something okay that Rabbi Shalom is there. Big miracles he doesn't do. But small miracles every once in a while. Like finding a parking place as soon as you get where you have to go. Never happened to you? Yeah. I'd spoken about this to some boys in my class. Last night, I had a wedding in the Crest Hollow Country Club. Awful, an hour and a half each way, So, and I was the Masada Kedushin, and all the rich people always call, you gotta be on time, we're going to the chuppah, 6 o'clock, gotta be on time, So, my wife always says, you gotta leave time to get lost. I always get aggravated when I get lost. And I said, no, when you go, you have to leave time to get lost. I left time to get lost, I got lost. And I come there, I told him I'd be there 5:45. I pull up just about 5:45.
Did you take on expectations?
Oh, very good. It's a good one. You ought to play. So anyway, I pulled up, and there's valet parking there. I don't have patience. I don't think I've ever used valet parking at a wedding in my life. I just don't have patience for it. So we were traveling one Talmud in the car. We wanted to talk, so we went together. So he says, you're not going to find parking. Look at this place. So I pull up, and right there next to me, there's someone pulling out. Like the third car, I was pulling out, and I pull in. I see, you see? Neshika shalava. Sometimes God does it, I'm still going to get lost. I don't know why God put in my brain to get lost. I always... GPS doesn't seem to help. GPS is very confusing to me. I don't know. I find it very confusing. I don't know. The best mussar I got on the topic, I once had a wedding of Rami Rosenberg. Pinchas Rosenberg's son was in Taravadas. He got married in Cincinnati. To go to Cincinnati, you land in an airport in Kentucky, and you drive across the border, and you get to the wedding. So I had this whole plan. I was going to be at the wedding and get back in time to give shir and yeshiva. So I park my car in LaGuardia. It cost a nice few dollars to leave it overnight. And I play my morning flight. I have a seeking on the airplane. And I landed and I went to my car and I got in my car and everything's right on schedule. And I start driving and I'm thinking of Shir. And before I know it, I don't know where in the world I am. I must have gone the wrong way in the highway or something. I was very frustrated. I put all this effort. I didn't sleep. Everything. And I spent the money and... So I called up one of the bus drivers, Ephraim. So I called him up. I said, tell me how to get back. There was no GPS then. So he says, tell me what the sign says. I told him it says Pulaski Skyway. He says, how did you get from LaGuardia to the Pulaski Skyway? I don't know the answer. So I told him, I don't know. So he gave me advice. He says, just go to Manhattan. You know Manhattan. You'll find your way back. I was very, very frustrated. And I said to him, why do I always get lost? And he waited a minute, and very wisely he said to me, why can't I ever figure out a marsha? That was his answer. So, okay, he can figure out a marsha, and I always get lost. Okay, I think I'll pick getting lost over not being able to figure out a marsha. But certain things happen. So like Lee says, it all depends on expectations. But the idea in times of frustration of seeing the Avas Hashem from some little kiss, some little... something, just notice, something goes right every once in a while, it's like, you can take it graciously, or, you can say, God, this is all you're giving me, Of course, when I got in, they told me that the chuppah was, 6:30, not 6 o'clock, and, I was plenty early. But anyway, that the idea that they're struggling with here is this idea. When things don't go well, how do you deal with it? When you say that Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael, how do you deal with it when things go poorly for Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael is oppressed. When there's anti-Semitism in the world, the truth is that for a totally unemotional and objective view, the fact that there's rampant anti-Semitism, especially in the lands of Edom, in the Catholic and the Christian countries, is a chizuk in our faith. Because our faith is that the world is Bishvil Yisrael. It's Bishvil Yisrael. When you calculate how many Jews there are, you start making a calculation of how many Jews there are in the world, and why anybody bothers with this small little family. I mean, in the world where a percentage of a percentage, you wonder why anybody patchkas with us. It's, you see the Coca-Cola company makes special run of Coke with yellow caps, so that the Kashrut Pesach people could drink it for 8 days. I don't know. How many Cokes could they sell compared to the whole country? Can I ask you, how many Jews in the world, in America, care about kosher Coca-Cola? See, them don't drink Coke anyway on Pesach. And the certain modern element that doesn't care. Most Jews, unaffiliated Jews, don't care.
Goyim buy like
this, no tomorrow.
It's sugar.
Because there's no corn syrup.
It's real sugar stuff.
That's right.
It's not corn syrup. Right, so why don't they make it all year?
Now they do.
Started from the Jews? Well, the high fructose corn syrup today is the villain of this decade.
It's worse than sugar.
They say it's worse than sugar. Well, which it may be.
Corporate goodwill is an asset on the balance sheet. So if they have the whole tequila buying more Coke throughout the year because they special attention.
It's only the New
okay.
York bottle.
What?
It's only the New York bottle.
It's true. It's true. All these answers are true. It just still, it floors me, when you go out and you see, how many are we? Like, don't tell anybody. How many are we? How many? Add up all the yeshivas and all the basic. Yeah, how many are we? Orthodox, modern Orthodox, everything all together. Chabad, add us all up.
They have some non-Jews, and they said there must be 60 million Jews.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, the question here is how to deal with the struggling of Klal Yisrael, and today's Monday, so tomorrow's Tuesday. So tomorrow we'll pick up in Chav Gimel, where he talks about it in a beautiful way. What? The difference between Yachid and Aram, that seems to be clear.
What?
The Rabbim of Klal Yisrael does tshuva, so miyad ho'yonu nigalin. How much is the Rabbim? We don't know. They say the Brisker Rav used to say that, everything depends on people who grow up exposed to frumkeit. Somebody who grows up, out in the sticks and has not, he grows up, parents aren't from, no exposure to frumkeit, that's not what Klal Yisrael is judged on, because there's nothing to judge. How can you judge somebody? And he spoke beautifully, Kamaris, when he spoke. What are you calling me about tshuva? What do I have to do tshuva for? I grew up, nobody told me anything about frumkeit. What do I have to do tshuva? It's very beautiful. All right. Anyway, we'll pick up on this conversation in Chav Gimel tomorrow.